This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
All right, the Federal Reserve is privately owned. And it's openly sent letters out to banks that are getting rid of cash. David Icke broke that with letters he got a few weeks ago. Now it's confirmed. We have Catherine Austin Fitz joining us next segment. But investigative journalist Jason Goodman of CrowdsourceTruth.com, he's here, and he was getting into this big viral story that everybody's seen that broke Sunday about Bin Laden's alive, but they did kill SEAL Team 6, which is true, a bunch of them on the helicopter, the Chinook, and Benghazi, and they tied together some stuff. And so we're just simply saying, okay, why is this being pushed? What's going on? And then he pointed out that Barry Diller, who owns Vimeo, just banned a video they did a few hours ago exposing all this. And it's also the Daily Beast. Trump touts Falconer's Benghazi blood sacrifice conspiracy theory. So if it is Diller somehow financing this and pushing it, you never know. It becomes a conundrum. But when we know they killed the Navy SEALs, we know what they did in Benghazi, so it just becomes a distraction. Go ahead and finish your point on that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the Daily Beast, they used to own Newsweek. I believe they sold that. But this is all coming from IAC, the Interactive Corporation. They shut down the Vimeo, not just the video. They didn't just block the video and say, oh, you violated our terms of service. No email, no warning, no follow-up, just off. And not just last night's video. Every single sponsor-exclusive video on Patreon and Subscribestar for Crowdsource the Truth is gone. They're trying to, you know, completely collapse my subscriber base and take away my source of income. So, like you did, Alex, you foresaw this and created Ban.Video, and I can't thank you enough for allowing Crowdsource the Truth onto Ban.Video. Today, right now, it's the only place people can see this video from last night's episode of More Pain with Michael Moore of True Pundit, where we exposed that this seems to be a social engineering operation. And I'm convinced that Barry Diller and Interactive Corporation are fronting for the Clintons and the Democrats to shut us down.
Brother, what about big picture? What do you see happening during the election? What do you see happening in the last few weeks here?
Well, I'm convinced that Donald Trump is going to win. I cannot imagine how anyone could vote for Joe Biden. I mean, the guy can't get a sentence out that even, you know, remotely makes sense. But I'm concerned about what will happen after that. We've already seen the violence around in New York City. I told you last week, I've been assaulted 7 times. Black Lives Matter and Antifa supporters smashed one of my phones that I use for a camera. You know, they say no justice, no peace, but I think it's just no peace no matter what. And their version of justice has nothing to do with justice as defined in the United States. Now, while I think we could all agree there are serious problems with the courts, the federal judiciary, everything that's going on with Michael Flynn, everything that allows you, Alex, and me and our corporations to be sued ad nauseum by people with just totally baseless allegations who are trying to financially ruin us, we definitely need an overhaul. But that doesn't mean we're going to go out into the streets, unlawful assemblies, shut down 42nd Street in Times Square of New York, and intimidate and punch anybody who tries to talk to us about why they're doing that.
Well, that's the thing, is Antifa people and BLM randomly attack vehicles. They drag black people out who start fighting back white people. Like, how do you randomly attack somebody? I mean, at least with, like, the communists that attacked somebody that wasn't a communist, or Hitler that attacked somebody they didn't like, it was still bad. But this is, like, the most mindless thing I've ever seen in my life.
You know, Alex, you've been talking about it for years, and I have never actually discussed this with you, but, you know, I first learned about InfoWars through your iodine. I was mercury toxic in 2014, and I was looking for ways to detox. I'm not, you know, I will. I'll promote InfoWars products. I think your supplements are excellent. I still use them. And it was only after I found the iodine and started getting into my own personal health that I discovered InfoWars. And, I mean, listen, you really opened my eyes to a lot of things. And we're at a critical time right now, Alex, and I just hope that President Trump can suppress any violence that is almost definitely going to happen after the election. And obviously we're concerned about all these mail-in ballots. There is a huge opportunity for fraud.
Absolutely. Jason Goodman, CrowdsourceTruth.com. Thank you so much. All right. Catherine Austin Fitz is coming up. with the Federal Reserve's move to get rid of cash. They're telling banks, hey, you're not going to have cash this Christmas to give to people. So tell folks that. What does this signify?
2020electioncenter.com. Just type it in one time. You've got it saved right there in your browser. And then you can share it on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Apple platforms. Most importantly, via text message, email, or by word of mouth, because they have banned the links to banned.video. But 2020electioncenter.com is a clone of the site. The exact same links, the exact same videos. We can comment, we can share them, everything. The system is censoring because the power of the people overrode them 4 years ago. Trump has finally figured this out. He's going to take action once reelected against big tech, and then he's monitoring the situation. Well, we know the president's overwhelmed right now, so we're going to sit here and cry because he hasn't taken action. We the people are taking action now, and you can do it very, very easily by sharing 2020electioncenter.com, 2020electioncenter.com, and checking out the new redesign, Infowars.com, and sharing that. Oh, that really upsets him. Oh, yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Medical tyranny. It's almost always been the choice of tyrants because you respect it. The Red Cross is coming. It's the good guys. But how many times do you learn the special ops are actually in the white truck with the Red Cross on the side? Well, it's the same thing with Bill Gates. And when they control the medical future and control science and control life extension and control every facet of your life, that's what this power grab is. It's about making you a GMO commodity with the mRNA sequencing systems. And now Bill Gates is everywhere attacking anybody that criticizes him, saying there is no side effects, there is no problem. But I had him in videos a month ago saying that 700,000 will get sick, some will die. We're trying to make a Bill Gates documentary. The problem is there's too much material. I mean, it's just, it's flabbergasting the way he contradicts himself and how he owns the companies and what he's doing. We're getting Catherine Austin Fitz on the line. But here's a special report on medical tyranny upending all of our existences.
And people ask questions about the deaths that have occurred due to a particular vaccine, and this always gets blown up in the media. One should be able to give a very factual account of what exactly has happened and what the cause of deaths are. But in most cases, there's some obfuscation at that level, and therefore there's less and less trust then in the system.
It was the UN back in December last year said, hey, vaccines are killing people. They're untested. We need to pause vaccines. The public doesn't believe in them. The doctors don't believe in them. But they said, but we're just giving them by Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and told what to do. So even the UN, the global government system itself, is just a puppet. And what they say is God.
Halting funding for the WHO during a world health crisis is as dangerous as it sounds. The world needs them now more than ever. Well, the truth is the group actually needs Gates more than ever. With the U.S. taking a pause, he'll now be their largest active donor. That's right. One out of every 10 bucks that the WHO gets is from the world's second wealthiest man.
Again, my name is Dr. Tapper, and I'm no stranger to you as this is my third time here addressing regulations and mask mandates. Imagine a virus so deadly and severe that you have to have a test done to find out whether or not you've had it. You guys are basing these numbers on positive cases and not hospitalizations or deaths. That's what you should be basing those off of. The numbers are hyperinflated by false positives and the never-ending doom and gloom from the mainstream media. If the mask mandate turns into a vaccine mandate, you will not be allowed to go back to work, earn a paycheck, renew your driver's license, or function in everyday society without proof of the vaccination. We had draconian bills sweeping the nation last year coming after our medical freedoms. And then the coronavirus came, the Trojan horse to implement this tyrannical agenda.
They say you don't need vitamin D, then you can't say as a medical doctor you need vitamin D. They say you don't need vitamin C, the FBI will SWAT team you.
It was a special setup for this raid, with the FBI putting on PPE as they went inside this medical clinic with a search warrant, seeking medical records and physical evidence.
The investigation includes allegations that the clinic provided fraudulent treatments for COVID-19 and that the clinic did not observe proper protocols to protect patients and staff from the virus.
The FBI spokesperson would not say what specific treatment they were investigating, except to say it was on the clinic website, and we found this posting. We have been using intravenous vitamin C therapy to treat COVID-19 and non-hospitalized patients with great results.
We've been told our whole life that vitamin D correlates with a strong immune system.
Grothman points to studies that suggest vitamin D can reduce your chances of contracting COVID or the severity of your symptoms. He says he's tried for months to get the CDC and other experts to talk about it. Then this week, one of the nation's leading infectious disease experts did. Dr. Anthony Fauci mentioned vitamin D during an Instagram Live with actress Jennifer Garner.
For example, if you are deficient in vitamin D, that does have an impact on your susceptibility to infection.
But now Fauci's saying, he's like, oh, wait, okay, we'll drop the charges. Fauci's God. So Fauci's God, Bill Gates is God, the UN's God. None of us have any rights. But now even the UN's head envoy for global COVID-19 response comes out and says, we've got to stop this. This is causing millions to die already. Hundreds of millions are going to die. And it's already going to be devastating, devastating to our economy. It's going to put millions of people out of work. It's going to bankrupt tens of millions in the Western world. But the third world, it's already a death sentence. Millions are already dead. And I want the left and the Democrats and Fauci and Gates to know we know they're behind it, so they can be discredited and exposed for the progenitors of the Nazis. They're not sons of the Nazis. They're not neo-Nazis. They're not Nazis. They're the eugenics global scientific control freak cult that the Nazis were just a spinoff of. But the Nazis wanted to make it based around Aryan white people. The globalists want to kill everybody. Live. It was about a week and a half ago, David Knight got sent, our morning host, an internal email from a bank, and we got a bunch more after we broke it. The Federal Reserve said, hey, we're not going to have cash for you this Christmas to give us gifts. We're going to not be printing as much. And there's one of the articles, Fed introduces cashless society. They already have the coin shortage. But I thought we'd get Catherine Austin Fitz on the broadcast with it. She's the president of Solari, Inc., publisher of Solari Report, and managing member of Solari Investment Advisory Services. She's a managing director and member of the board of directors of Wall Street Investment Bank, Dillon & Reed & Co., an assistant secretary of housing and federal housing commissioner to the United States Department of Housing. That's where she learned a lot of this, and urban development in the first Bush administration, and was president of Hamilton Securities, Inc. Catherine has, designed and closed more than $25 billion in transactions and investments to date, with a portfolio and investment strategy of $300 billion of financial assets and liabilities. Catherine graduated from the University of Pennsylvania, BA, the Walton School, MBA, and studied Mandarin Chinese at the Chinese University of Hong Kong, Solari.com. She's with us for the rest of the hour. It's great to have her. Hadn't been on in a few years. I've seen her on with the other hosts doing an amazing job. Catherine, wow, great to have you back with us. There's so much to get into with the move against cash and the economy and everything. We're just really pleased to have you.
Alex, it's great to be on. It's great to see you.
Good to see you. Where do you want to start here?
So I sent you a copy of our latest wrap-up called State of Our Currencies. I spent a year looking at how they're trying to evolve the currency system. I don't know if you got it.
Yes, I've got it.
Okay, perfect. So if you look at what's been going on with the quote-unquote pandemic, essentially, what you're watching is an operation, in my opinion, run by the central bankers. And what they're trying to do is extend the dollar reserve currency, keep it going while they accelerate and bring in a new system. And you've covered it a great deal. Of course, where they want to go is digital, which is why we're taking all these many steps to ratchet down the use of cash and encourage digital. But what they're hoping to do is go to digital. And the system they're talking about is really the end of currencies. It's not a currency system. It's a credit on the company store. And it's interesting because the pandemic really, as I was writing State of Our Currencies, I was thinking, you know, how am I going to be able to get people to understand how nuts this vision is? And then, of course, the pandemic happened and Bill Gates got on Reddit and suddenly everybody realized, oh, he really does want to download an operating system into our body in addition to the one he put in our computer. You know, so now it's the sort of the vision is out in the open. And the question is, you know, what are we going to do about it?
Well, I was about to say, I'm so pleased to have you because you're really a big thinker. You have a lot of sources. You're able to integrate a lot of things. We're very honored to have you. When we come back, I'm going to try to just be quiet and let you talk. Big picture, since you brought up Gates, forced inoculations, okay. World government lockdowns. Obviously, it's a big rollout for post-human, cashless society, stay at home. What is the end game? Why are they doing it? Catherine Austin Fitch is our guest. Solari.com. Catherine Austin Fitch is our guest. Solari is Solari.com. I'm Alex Jones, and this is the InfoWar. We're just trying to find the truth here. This is not censored information. This is not filtered information. This is raw information, and it's information that's pro-human. Catherine Austin Fitch is our guest. Solari.com. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided, and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Meadow Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Meadow Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmeadowway.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Catherine Austin Fitz is here with us. She's a big banking insider, high level in the Clinton administration, and she's a really smart lady. So, big picture, where are we? The move against cash, what's going on? Thanks for joining us.
So, Alex, there's been tremendous tension over the last 10 years about the dollar reserves currency system and a struggle between different factions as to how to evolve a new currency system, or if the dollar continues as a reserve currency, how to work around it. And, of course, you know, there are multiple constituencies who want to bring all 8 billion people into a digital platform. So we're in a period of very tremendous change. It's accelerating, and it makes it very chaotic. You know, when the central bankers go into the invention room to make up a new financial system, you can imagine how chaotic everything else is, and that's part of what's happening. Now, what the central bankers want to do is they want to build out what is called the Internet of Things. So, you know, if you want to run a train from New York to the West Coast, you need to lay the tracks, right? So part of what you're watching is trying to lay the tracks into the last mile, which is every community, the smart grid. But the other is the last inch, literally into our heads. And that's what where the currency system and the vaccine meet. I don't know if you saw last January, Moderna called their injection the software of life. So literally, if you look at the technology, what they're talking about doing is installing in us literally the kind of operating system they've installed in our computers and using that to hook us up to the cloud and to AI. I believe the system ultimately will be used to teach robots how to do all of our jobs. So literally, if we're connected to automation, we can over time teach all the automation how to basically do everything.
So exactly. I think what you're saying is key. Humans are training robots to replace us, and this isn't like some natural evolution. The big billionaires have decided to do this to make us obsolete, so we shouldn't be complying with it.
Well, it's not that just that they've decided to do it. They've decided to do it in a way which is a massive financial coup d'etat and a taking of assets. So let me go back. Since mid-90s, we've had in the United States a financial coup d'etat. There's $21 trillion missing from the federal government. There was $24 to $29 trillion that went on the bailouts. There's other things. But let's just say $50 trillion. Part of what's happening is now that money has been shifted out of the federal government and those legal mechanisms, they want to abrogate the liabilities left. And they want to make sure, you know, if you re-engineer the legal mechanism, then you can't, you know, you can't come back and say, wait a minute, we want the $50 trillion back. There are ways of getting the $21 trillion back.
So they're covering up the crime. They're ensuring they get away with this giant breaking of the social contract.
Well, no, you've stolen $21 trillion of money in violation of the law. You've broken the law. You've shifted $21 trillion or whatever the number is of assets. And now the question is, you still, within the mechanism, you still have liabilities. You have pensions. You have retirement money. You have military pensions. You have health care obligations.
So the answer is, do a lockdown, release a bioweapon, wipe out the old people, they'll stop bitching.
Well, it's more complex than that because this is a multiple year process. But what they want to do is one of the reasons of moving people literally into a slavery system where you can't leave your neighborhood or you can't, you know, go to the grocery store and buy anything. And this is a mark of the beast system. So this is a slavery system. And if you get complete physical, legal, financial control of people, then it's a lot easier to abrogate those liabilities, but also to take all their assets. So let's just step back and look at what COVID-19 is. I've called COVID-19 the mother of all debt entrapments, because what you do is you shut down all bricks and mortar retail, calling it non-essential. Not all, but just the small business. So Main Street bricks and mortar retail gets shut down, but the central banks print money and make it very easy for the big guys to come in and scarf up all that market share. You know, then you have countries and companies that get into trouble. They have to borrow money to keep going. Now they're in a debt entrapment, or they're in a debt entrapment on their old debt because you've shut off
the same system the IMF and World Bank has done to third world countries. They're going to do in a high tech form to everybody now.
Yes.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Well, right. We'll keep going into that because you're a big insider, manage tens of billions of dollars. You're saying mark of the beast system, extremely predatory. Quantify that for folks.
So let me bring this down to a neighborhood level and use a simple example. So this is just one example. If you come to our website at Saleri.com, we have a series of articles. On the homepage, you can find the one for Portland. But when the riots in the United States started, Alex, I looked at them and I said, you know, there's something strange going on here. And the first thing I realized that in 37 cities that have Fed locations, we had riots in 34. I said, that's a remarkable connection. So the next thing we did is we took three cities that had riots. First, we did Minneapolis. Then we did Kenosha, Wisconsin. And then we did Portland. And we mapped out where we had data from the internet that said that there was property damage. And what we discovered was these aren't riots. These are urban redevelopment projects. If you look at all three mappings of where the damage was versus not only that it's a Fed city, but that a lot of the damage is in opportunity zones. Now, do you know what an opportunity zone is?
Yes, it's these investment zones. So we even got internal Antifa documents where they're told what stores to even target. They're given a map.
Right. So if I want to go in, so if you look at our map of Minneapolis and the sort of the bottom of one of the big opportunity zones is on a place called Lake Street. If you and I as an investor wanted to go into Lake Street and acquire all of that real estate and persuade those businesses to sell out and shut down.
You attack it, you burn it down, it drives down the price short term, but you get it and get the reinvestment to reinvigorate it.
Well, it's better than that because by destroying those businesses, you know, it's easy to get. So the speed of the accumulation and the price of the accumulation improved dramatically. Now, you know, I dare anybody, those maps were just like the maps I used to make. Remember, I was Assistant Secretary of Housing and I had to clean up all the HUD fraud. And you would see these patterns of quote unquote urban redevelopment and you would realize, oh, these weren't riots. This was an acquisition plan. Now, I say that, remember, these rioters are crossing state borders, somebody's financing them, and they're doing property damage. You know, the Department of Justice, as you said during the break, and which you have described many, many times on InfoWars, NSA has all the data of who these people are, where they are, where their money's coming from. FinCEN and the federal banks know where the money comes from and where does it go. They have all that data. You know, this is the surveillance society. So,
Catherine, you've done such incredible work. I don't know how you're not on with us every week. We love you. You're amazing. We've got these maps on screen for TV viewers. They've got to get the.
Can you see that map of Lake Street going across Minneapolis?
Yeah, stay there. It's all perfectly targeted. Only Imperial Stormtroopers are so precise. Stay with us.
The future isn't coming, it's here. And in the future, keeping your humanity, saving your soul, your integrity, your very essence is going to be your most valuable asset. In fact, it's going to be your only asset. The world being built by the technocrats and the trap they've now sprung with COVID-19 and the endless lockdown is the beginning of the process of taking us past domestication into total and complete dehumanization.
human life will be impossible to be carried out in an original biological way by the year 2050. This is their stated goal. I'm sorry to have to report horrifying things like this to you, but only by facing the horror and not projecting your own decency onto the enemy can we turn this around. You must study their own writings, you must face the facts, and you must come to grips with it. You're all being incrementally destroyed.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Yeah, here's our new single record from Highwayman 2 album, Silver Stallion.
I'm gonna steal me a Silver Stallion.
I'm gonna steal me a Silver Stallion. With not a mark upon his silky hide.
And teach him he can trust me like a brother.
Him, he can trust me like a brother.
One day.
One day we'll saddle up and ride.
The problem is evil has saddled up and is now riding. Catherine Austin Fitz is joining us. She was high-level Clinton administration in the Department of Housing, Solari.com. And she is just laying out the reality of the mark of the beast, a gamed economy that uses the inequity it's created to then weaponize poor populations to go destroy communities so the globalists can take control of it. This is scientifically delivered war. This is 21st century evil. So please continue, Catherine. You're just blowing everybody away right now.
I think war is the right word. This is a war, and it's a taking, and it's a global taking, because if you look at you know, it the game changes place to place. But when you shut off the income of half of a society and then print money and basically channel it to another group who's free to go in and take over their businesses and property and make them financially dependent, you know, that's an invasion. It's a debt entrapment. It's a very, very old game, but digital technology has created the capacity to play it to a whole new level. And I think one of the things it says is, it speaks to how fragile the system is, Alex, that it would have to do that, because you see tremendous tensions in the dollar system. And of course,
I was about to say, was this done out of hubris and Hitlerian arrogance, or was this done out of desperateness?
So what the patterns I saw in March when we did the lockdown was, it looked to me like, let's step back and let's go through the chronology. The central bankers at their meeting in Jackson Hole in August 2019 approved the going direct reset. And you had a group of former central bankers who have retired and had moved to BlackRock but were working for the Federal Reserve. And you have a special partnership now between the Bank of International Settlements and the Federal Reserve. So they approved the going direct plan. September starts, and the Fed starts intervening in the markets, in the repo markets, but in a process that becomes literally like a quantitative easing. And if you look at that time till now, the Fed has basically pumped out, you know, in a very short period of time, the same amount of money it took years to pump out during the financial crisis in terms of QE. So that's an enormous amount of liquidity that's moving out in the world. And one of the questions is, when you create that kind of liquidity, how do you create, how do you stop hyperinflation from happening? Well, of course, one way you stop it is you shut down Main Street, you know, and then, of course, you move in and pick them up cheap, which is what is happening. So then we roll into
this. So this is perfect diagrammed economic warfare. I said I would interrupt, but Catherine, how do we counter this?
Well, the first way you have to counter is that you have to see it. In one of the interesting things is, and one of the positive things is, you're starting to see a significant number of people around the world finally face the fact that we really have this kind of problem. You know, we have a group of people who can kill with impunity. They're using that power, as well as very powerful technology, to basically take assets and take control and centralize control.
And you just laid out something that's like Isaac Asimov's basic, you know, robot rules. You just said,
right,
first you must recognize you're under attack. First you must recognize there's a war. First you must recognize the reality and start making yourself face those inputs that your brain gave you to defeat it. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay, so here's the biggest hump we have to get over. Sophia Smallstrom just did a great newsletter describing how the Comanches lost to the European settlers. And she pointed out that their problem was they were defeated by the Europeans' technology. But it wasn't their inability to fight the technology. It was their inability to face the fact that the technology exists. And if you look at the technology that's being used to centralize power and control, that is the most effective, including mind control technology, entrainment technology, you know, or putting nanoparticles into injections that they call medicine. It's not medicine. You know, on and on and on. All the things you've covered on InfoWars, when you look at that technology, most people will not face the fact that they're up against this kind of technology.
Exactly. They lie to themselves and won't admit they're under attack when they can overcome it.
Right. Exactly. So if you look at all the strategies that could work, and there are many, many strategies that could work, and they change depending on who you are or where you are, but if you look at all the strategies that could work, the first thing you have to face is somebody's trying to centralize control. Somebody's trying to cancel currency and move us into a slavery system. And one where they'll have very tight, not only legal and financial control, but literally physical and mental control. And we need to, you know, it's a bizarre and psychopathic vision, and we need to stop it. But you can't even begin to develop strategies if you understand, one, it's true, and two, they have phenomenal technology that is, you know, to many people looks like magic. I'm just looking at that. I'm thinking of the first time I realized that they could engineer a tsunami.
It's incredible. That's declassified as well. So continue. You're laying out total truth here. So I've researched this 15 hours a day, and what you're saying is dead on. And they brag about how they're doing this. So everybody has a scenario to just not fully turn yourself over to it, be aware of it, build systems outside of it. What are some of the ways to counter this?
Step number one is let's turn on the lights. America is like a symphony orchestra that's trying to play in the dark. The first is turn on the lights, stop the secrecy, and start facing the obstacles of the power that we're up against. That's number one. Number two, there are two visions that we're dealing with. The vision of the people who want to centralize political and economic control, their vision is a very hyper-material vision, and they want every human to be connected to and resonate with the machines. My vision is a human vision. I want to be connected to the divine.
Yes.
And I want to resonate with other living beings. So I want a morphogenic field, which is created by living things, you know, together, as opposed to dictated by a central
machine.
We need
to value carbon, which they tell us is bad, not silicon.
Right. So here's the hidden secret that I want everybody to understand. If you look at the global economy, and or let's just take the United States. The United States breaks down into 3,100 counties, and if we were allowed to freely optimize the energy and resources in those places in a way that created the most wealth, especially with all the new technology, there's tremendous wealth that can be created. The reason they're going in and raping places with these riots so that they can acquire massive real estate is when you integrate new technology into that real estate, particularly low-priced energy, the wealth creation is incredible. And they don't want to share it with the people who run the little businesses and, you know, on Lake Street.
Exactly. Because everybody wants the mom and pop restaurant or bookstore. They instinctively don't want the big box. This is the big box waging war against our instinctive need for real diversity.
Well, the big box, the number one war that's going on financially that the big box is a part of, you know, right now in America, you have private equity firms going into places like Minneapolis who are basically getting free money from the printing by the central banks. So they have a cost of capital of 0%, and we have a cost of capital. The average cost of capital on our credit cards is 16 to 17%. If you look at equity, huge laws have been created and regulations to stop us from being able to pool and circulate equity locally. You know, I could do a whole show on that one.
Come on anytime you want. Don't wait a year to come back. We're going to come right back. Catherine Austin Fitch is on fire. We'll talk about the current war we're under, who's behind it, how we counter it 19 days out. Give us her honest opinion on Trump. I'm not married to Trump. I want to know what she really thinks. Really.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.125%, APR 3.43%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 33.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, Please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back. I'm Al Schultz, your host of hundreds of radio stations, TV stations. Thanks for letting us have these breaks. A lot of people that are into podcasts go, why is there 14 minutes of ads every hour? That's what radio and TV is. Remember that? When they deplatformed us, we were supposed to be done, and it did cut off a lot of our reach, but we had Infowars.com, we had Newswars.com, and we had over 200 radio stations, over 100 TV stations and cable stations, and that's what kept us on air. So that's why we have these ads. Catherine Austin Fitz is ready to go 15 minutes to the next hour. Tomorrow night, they're not doing debates. They're going to do dueling town halls. We'll be here live covering it all. Owen Schroyer is coming up as well. So, Catherine, continuing about big picture, this consolidation, the maps, the things you've laid out, it's just incredible. Your website, your magazine, Solari.com. It's just so cold-blooded, and I don't just believe you.
Right.
You've been on my show 15 years. I have the documents where we have Antifa documents where they tell them what buildings to attack, what to hit, and then you even show that in your maps. This is all coordinated. Sorry, go ahead.
Right, it's coordinated. And, I would love to see I would love to do an analysis of the campaign contributions going into the campaigns from the kinds of real estate investors and private equity firms that are interested in doing the opportunity funds. Because the question is, why are they not? Why is law enforcement not shutting these down?
Sure. Well, we hit the break earlier, so spend a few minutes on this. You said, look at that Minneapolis map, and it's all so targeted. And then we hit break. I mean, explain to people what we're looking at here.
So in the yellow zones, what you're seeing is an opportunity zone. And an opportunity zone is a zone. It's under federal law. You'll see it at the HUD the HUD website, but it's the areas are chosen by the governor and the states. And these are zones where if you reinvest money that you've had a great deal of capital gains on, you can defer and even extinguish your taxes. And it's a way.
And so they targeted those with precision like smart guided bombs.
That's what it looks like to me. That, you know, we're mapping where the opportunity zones are and then the riot damage. And if you look at the riot damage within the opportunity zones, it looks to me like a redevelopment plan.
Which is what you did at HUD.
Well, one of the reasons, if you read my online book, Dylan Reed and the Aristocracy of Stock Profits, it's at dylanreedandco.com. Or you can do a search. The name of the book is Dylan Reed and the Aristocracy of Stock Profits. You will see the maps that basically, you know, started my food fight with the federal government, because I mapped the mortgage defaults in South Central L.A. and showed that there was a clear.
But you predicted it too, didn't you?
No. When I first found it, I knew there was terrible mortgage fraud because I'd run into it as assistant secretary. And then when our company became the lead financial advisor to HUD, I explored it more and realized there were some very serious and significant patterns, not just of mortgage fraud, but mortgage securities fraud. And,
so this is just like the mafia burns down its restaurant to get insurance. This is on a mass computerized scale.
Well, you're seeing, I think what you were seeing with the, for example, what we showed in the maps of South Central LA, that you were using mortgages and real estate to launder the drug money, but you were levering it with securities fraud. So you literally, I'll never forget finding a property in Chicago that had literally defaulted on its mortgage 5 times in a year. Now, to default that many times in a year, that's an extraordinary thing. And I believe what they were doing is they were just churning them to generate the money they needed to keep the fraudulent securities floating.
Flipping it over and over again.
Right. So, but what you're seeing is an opportunity in one sense, because if every county in America is willing to sit down and look at how the money works around them and re-engineer the money, so why don't we have local currencies? Why don't we have local stock
markets?
You're
saying the public gets informed about this, we have power.
Right. And you don't need the whole public. But what you need is you need some leadership within every county and community that says, okay, for 50 years, the local boys have been losing. How do we get back in the game? How do we use new technology to get back in the game? So one of the first things I would do, Alex, this is one of my favorite suggestions, and it came from Bill Binney. He said, if you build encryption into the curriculum of every school in America and you get all the kids in neighborhoods doing homegrown encryption systems, he said, it'll drive them nuts. They can't beat that. They can't beat it. It's too much. It's too out of control. So if you do that and then you get a lot of capacity to do homegrown encryption, then you can do local currencies. You can do local equity. And you can.
So you're saying the way to counter this is we better start getting local right now. Starts with the currency, and then I guess farming, infrastructure, energy, because they want to cut us off and make us slaves. We've got to start realizing our human value.
We are financing. This is a war, and we are financing the enemy, the enemy's army. Okay, so why am I paying taxes to fund a school system that is mandating that I poison my child with injections? Or is teaching my child curriculum that, you know, is going to make sure they're irrelevant in a global economy? Okay? This is taxation without representation. The more you mandate that somebody has to pay taxes for services that they not only can't use but are physically harming them, you know, so part of this
exactly.
is
we're paying to be forcibly inoculated with something they admit doesn't protect you from COVID and makes you sick, and Gates tells you that.
Right, but think of it this way. Operation Warp Speed, we're paying these companies to make, I won't call them a vaccine because a vaccine is under law as a medicine. This isn't medicine. This is something else.
This is mRNA, genetic recoding, alien takeover. I mean, I'm not even into flying saucers, but this is something that reprograms us.
Right. This is. I think it's an operating system that makes it much easier to hook us up to the cloud, to hook us up to the machines, to mind control us, to control us in a variety of different ways. I mean, this is the mark of the beast system. It's just very, very. It's presented in.
Well, let me know that Gates has funded with his consortium thousands of medical groups. They've already done the studies. We found all the patents. They already know what this does. They're just getting ready to do it to us.
It's really interesting. We, you know, because there's so much prototyping going on, we created a database. If you come into Solari for subscribers, we have a whole section with a table price called Dr. Gates' Creepy Technology, where we track the stories of all the different kinds of creepy technology they're describing. You know, and they're talking about putting things into you that will make it possible for them to read your mind, insert thoughts. You know, this is a, this really, if you go back and study the history of the slave trade and why they canceled the slave trade, all this new technology solves all the problems that got them to cancel the slave trade. So they're ready to reverse. And here's, you know, I don't mean to be frightening, Alex. That's not my nature. But I worked at the top of Wall Street and I worked at the top of government. And what I will tell you is these people believe in slavery. They practice slavery. They believe in it. And if you give them the technology and the ability to institute it on scale, they will.
You're absolutely right. You know, I had family that worked in Army Special Operations and other things, and they said, listen, I believed in it. I did all this. I won all these silver stars. I did all these things. And the final thing, I got led into a group that was like doing horrible things to children and was satanic. And they said no and got out of it. And a lot of them got, you know, dealt with and taken out. But, I mean, people just don't get that there's a synthesis of good people that are naive and bad people that are in this evil club. And I don't think people realize just how serious this is. And now we're not talking hypothetically about the future. We're here right now, Catherine.
Right. But you know, it's funny. I don't. Have you ever watched the TV series Yellowstone?
I've watched a few of them, yes, with Kevin Costner.
Okay, so at the end of last year, I said the number one issue in 2020 before us was, what are we going to do about the Beck brothers? The Beck brothers are in the series Yellowstone are two brothers who are the tricksters. They're, you know, they kidnap your kid, they poison your cattle herd. You know, they're always doing dirty tricks. They hire assassins, they have you killed. And they're constantly, you know, and finally at the end of the second season, I hate to give this away, you know, the Dutton family, led by Kevin Costner, finally faces the fact that they're going to have to deal with the Beck brothers. And so you come into the scene where one of the sons is facing the Beck brothers, and he says, why are you forcing us to do this? Why are you forcing me to kill you? You know, why are you putting us in a corner where we have no choice but to be violent? And the guy looks at me and says, nobody ever fights back.
Exactly. So involved with the producers of it. A lot of inside baseball there, but yeah. Wow, Catherine Austin Fitch, we'll be right back. Exactly. Nobody ever fights back. That's why they do this. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.